everyone's starting to get sensible.
Man, cozy in that, yeah? Get close to that, yeah?
Remember, yeah?
What?
Have a little bit of tact, please, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, let's talk some tact, man.
A little bit more.
Episode's called Apes on Tape.
What I'm saying, like, on background, Chino hit us in the group message. He was like, boys, we need to calm it down. I was like, obviously, I said, all right, cool. But I don't really listen to him.
Of course, niggas ain't listening to Chino.
Chino was sending him paragraphs about, hey, tone it down. And I was like,
what do you mean calm down? What do you not do?
Nothing, man. We're good, man.
You got to like, have a squeezy ball and pass it around. Each person's got it.
No.
As in, like, the stuff we're saying.
Oh, what you're talking about? But who edits it? You don't edit it.
You're him!
Calm, bro. Sit. You can't shoot yourself in the foot.
You can.
Yeah, believe me, you can.
That's Cheddar Bob, bruv.
Bro, I say it all the time. Trying to PR train Alex, trying to train a monkey, bruv.
Can we do like a normal kind of intro? Let me introduce our guest, innit?
Go on.
You guys probably know him as... Is it Shash? That's what it
is. Isn't it? Shash. It's confusing.
Yeah.
I think it's Shash, but I forced it. It's Chash.
I swear.
Like,
anyway.
The white people on the set, they were like, yeah, Shash. I was like, nah, it's Chash.
Change it.
So, all right, so you may know him as Chash or Shash. Listen, I know him as Ash. He's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Get me, he's jumped on the podcast today. So
come to kick it.
Make some love for our guests.
Yeah, come on, you lot, man. We'll close
the rest. The rest of you, man. The rest of you, man, introduce yourself.
In the industry now.
I don't know what you're talking about. Get me.
Everyone.
Bridget from ends, innit? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, industry. So you got industry friends now?
I don't have
industry.
Oh,
am I industry? I don't think I'm industry.
Industry
yet.
Now, top boy, industry.
I know, but I'm getting invited to them parties and discos.
Yeah, I said discos.
No, wait. I'm industry when I'm at the premiere.
No,
but
no,
like,
no. Talking about.
Wait.
Yeah. I tell her I was at the bathroom.
See?
You already know. Because one of my boys, he messaged me, Rambo. He was like, yeah, just met him, because I already told him that he was coming on.
I see him the other day.
Yeah,
I see that industry boy.
Yeah,
industry.
Hey, nah. To be honest, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I hate the industry, man. Like, I'm industry, man.
Nah,
I'm not industry, I'm indie streets.
Yeah, everyone doing a quick introduction, obviously. Everyone knows who you are.
No, it's Alex Alfonso over here.
It's Ludo, I'm back.
Ludo's been gone. Fuck knows, I don't know where the fuck he's been.
Hey, man, went OT quick, innit?
Obviously, Chino here, get me, obviously. Sure.
But yeah,
you're telling me, Chino, how are you?
Hey, man, fuck all, bro, man, I'm out here, get me.
You're still looking a bit thick, but still.
Hey, low key, but we're getting there, though, man.
The first thing I wanted to start off with, you see, when we was on the Twitter space, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I must have said something, and niggas started looking at me crazy.
What'd you say?
And, like, you know when someone looks at you crazy, when you've said something crazy, you're like, all right, cool, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
But I said, yeah, that niggas, like, I used to roll, like, get lube. Like with girls and everyone.
Oh, why are we having this conversation again?
No, that's a great conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Roll on.
Yeah. But it's a good. Like, you started with that.
That's what happened.
He ain't never used.
Roll on.
No. Wait. Because I got. Wait. Sorry. I got him. Niggas weren't looking at you crazy for the lube. Niggas were looking at you crazy because you said you used to eat the lube.
Oh,
that's when niggas started looking at you crazy.
Was it that flavorable edible?
Yeah.
You can't eat that, but was he eating like a fruit tube? Just chilling?
Allow it, man.
Wait, you said roll-on, bro. Do you use roll-on
as
a lube?
No, I thought we said using roll-on as a lube.
Wait, okay.
No.
This conversation went left. You recorded for 3 minutes.
This is what happens. It's one of them ones, yeah. Like, you see when, like...
I ain't never tried it, but I heard about edible lube.
Yeah, it's all right.
So you don't have sex, you just be eating edible lube?
No, I said I had a taste of it.
Okay.
But why did you taste it, Alex?
Did you read the nutritional information?
I had a few calories in there.
That's crazy.
But I'm saying, yeah, sometimes, yeah, like the pussy don't be tasting that great. You gotta add like a little your own sauce
on
it.
Oh,
like I've been telling niggas, you ain't ever ate pussy and you had a little stomach ache afterwards.
Oh, what? Niggas adding cayenne pepper.
You crazy? Hey, that is the mantra. You gotta add a bit of sauce on it.
You ate pussy and had an upset tummy after.
Bro,
you are crazy. That
niggas adding cayenne pepper. That's crazy.
I got food poisoning.
Eat a bit of pussy. Now you got the runs. You got diarrhea. Everyone.
I can't believe this, bruv.
Nah, but yeah, everyone's looking at me crazy. I was like thinking,
I can imagine what they look
like. I can imagine why they were doing
it. Back in the days, I was the lubers, like, you know what I mean? You
bought the lube, like, all the
time. Yeah.
Hey, lube's like, is it been discontinued or something? I don't really see people backing out anymore.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, you go to a girl's crib, I got the lube, and I'm like, why are you got the lube?
Yeah, you know what I mean? But then it went left when I was saying, like, sometimes you might need to pull up with your own, like, vibrator with a baby.
That's crazy.
That was
wait. You pulled up with your own sex toys?
I said I right might. Now. No, I'm saying I'm thinking about it though. Like,
what? What are you going to do? Beat her up with it? Like a fed in it with a federal attraction
in
that, bro.
Just, I'm sitting here. What have I got myself into?
That's
a shillelagh. First thing, I got a shillelagh. I'm sorry. I'm done with you lot already.
But it gets.
Wait. Bring a vibrator. Are you on different women or like?
Well, like a dildo.
But a vibrator.
Oh, right, what's up? What the little thing?
A vibrator. A dildo is a meat. Yeah. A vibrator is like.
You're right.
Yo, I ain't getting no more acting gigs after this episode, bro.
Nah, don't worry about my brother. I'm trying to write a film about sex toys, bro.
See, put me, you know
sex dolls. You know them big sex dolls. Yeah. Imagine like this now. Bear's chopping it after when he nuts. Slays there, then his head just turns, comes to life and kills him. That's some fucking Chucky slash porn shit.
See,
she'll be crazy, right?
That is.
We're going to audition for that.
Wait, man, come on, I got to be main role.
I got you, man.
I got
playing who? The man who has sex with a doll with a doll.
I'll chop the fuck out of that doll.
We were talking about in last episode. How much for me does a fucking sex doll?
That's crazy. Post not clarity.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Crazy post not clarity.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
but you know what?
No, the thing is, imagine actually fucking a sex doll.
Awkward though.
The thing is, you know, you bash, so you feel like, oh, why did I do this? You feel like kind of.
Yeah, imagine a whole doll in
a whole
bed.
Doll.
You have to clean it out.
Like with a hose, like, shh. Yeah. Like, you stick a hose up there.
That's so crazy.
Take it to the car wash.
I've always like, it's
polish, please.
No, I said.
The post not clarity you must have while you're cleaning it is crazy.
Awkward.
Or even like the booty master 3-4.
I was about to say that. That's never the likeness of anyone.
How about a pocket girl?
Or the fleshlight.
Bro.
The fleshlight or?
Bro. So listen, bro, my boy used to have that in the back of his boot wrapped in a sock, bro. Like it was a strap. Like, yeah, no, it was misses around.
Right. I can't.
Back it out like that, bro.
I think they're doing 15 inside. Well, that's nuts.
I can't.
It's like you're trying to tell man, no, you know you're at home.
Yeah. You're free.
You're free. Yeah. Like, it's like when I see man eating like beans and eggs for breakfast. It's like, bro, you're not living in jail. You live at home.
Like it's canteen, bro. You're not ISIS, bro.
Bro, get me. Like, why are you eating like this, like you're in a cave.
My face is scrubs.
You don't have to live like this, bruv. You don't have to live like that.
If I pull up to my boy's yard and there's a sex doll and he gets that mad at me because I call the police and he can't see his kids anymore, I'm saying that's on you.
Don't you think the double sound is kind of crazy though? Because women can have them robots and that, but if you get like a little...
I think it was you who someone said sometimes double standards are good.
Yeah,
sometimes double standards are good.
I love double standards. Yeah, sex toys are for girls. Porno is for men. That's how I see it.
Women have, you ever seen porn from a
woman's point of view? Nah, bro, it's always man's first person. Yeah.
Nah, but they do female-friendly porn.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know.
What's female-friendly porn? I got to Google that later.
I told you that. No man wants to watch porn without some dick in there.
Bro, wait, a real man
just blocks it out. I don't see it. It's mine.
You ever try to
argue that? Hey, bro, that's a never real.
Them man there watching Lexington still acting like it's him. That's crazy.
You ever tried to watch porn with no meat? It's not the same.
I ain't vegetarian.
I said it's like a hot dog with no bread.
It's the same. It's the same.
With no glizzy, sorry.
No, but I still think.
You know the bread gets stuck in your mouth.
No,
the roof of your mouth.
I still judge some women because women come with some heavy artillery, bruv. Like, we've got a lot of things with them, bro.
Oh, the sex toys, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not
just. Bro, back in the day, if I got under a girl's bed and it's like a Nike shoebox.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean?
It's like, okay,
you got Nike shoebox, you're supposed to put money in there. Why am I seeing the glizzy 3,000 in there, bro?
Have you ever like...
Do the 12 inches?
Bro,
you're supposed to put money in there.
Bro, have you ever seen? Have you ever seen?
Women be mad shy to you. You open one of the Bible books and like,
it's a cutout.
There's a mini vibrator in there.
Oh, have you ever seen their movies?
Yeah.
You ever seen their movies, yeah, where it's like it's a torture scene and then the guy comes out and he rolls out the thing with all his tools.
All the tools, yeah.
That's how women come in.
Like, what do you want to use? I'll let you pick.
Bro, you're in the room wondering if you're here for a good time or if you've done something. You're in Guantanamo Bay, bro.
But I'm saying.
So you got beat up a girl with a dildo?
What? Wait, what do you mean?
Well, use it yourself. As in,
beat her up.
Use it.
No, I just beat her up on her.
I don't think I've ever used it. I remember one time.
That's teamwork, but.
No, I've never done that. I remember one time some girl suggested handcuffs. I was like, yo, you give me PTSD.
Yeah, handcuffs. The handcuffs thing I can't really do. But I haven't been.
It's a trust issue.
One of the things.
You put Lulu in handcuffs and start reading his rights, bro.
Right to remain silent.
You can't do all that.
I haven't been in a position where I'm like, yo, where's your dildo at? Like, if it gets handed to me, yeah. you see him with like four, yeah. four hammer. Yeah. Yeah. You see Captain America when he finally gets it. Yeah. You're like, I knew it. I have the power. But nah,
I know what to do with this.
Yeah, it's one of them ones.
This is so stupid, bro.
Nah, you lot are fucking crazy.
So stupid.
You lot, you lot turned up the horny, bro.
It's so dumb.
You jumped in there with a two SP.
No, we didn't plan for this. We planned to do something completely different.
We didn't plan for this conversation. Have you lot realized, like, since the sun's come back out, like, your horny's back?
Yeah, like, when the weather's good, you wanna.
When the weather was good, what was it last week?
But you know what? I've noticed. It's
temperamental.
Yeah.
I've noticed. I don't like crazy hot weather though, man. Like when it's too hot.
I like it hot. I like it when it's hot, but I like being in the shade.
Yeah.
It's there, but I'm in the shade.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it when I get that cool breeze.
Yeah. You see, getting that in London. Yeah,
London is sticky. When it hits
you get smog.
When it hits 30, you're thinking,
you're like, you're gonna die.
No, this city's about to shut down.
Yeah, we need to be on a coast. What's our coast? River Thames, bro.
Brighton.
Yeah, Brighton. Yeah,
nah, but I mean in London.
But the thing is, I went to Brighton like a few summers ago, and it was hot there, but it didn't feel hot. Mm. Like it felt nice. You get me? It's like 26, but it don't feel like 26.
Apparently, Bournemouth is the new Miami.
Bournemouth's my spot, bro. Yeah. It's got
it's
sand. Bournemouth.
It's the new
it's
Miami.
It's got waves, bro. It's got waves, bro.
It's the England Miami.
I heard.
I heard Bournemouth is good.
I heard good things now, though.
Never been Bournemouth myself.
I heard niggas got jet skis over there,
bro. Bournemouth. When I stepped out there, I was like, what sand? Proper legit sand, bro.
Not like the pebbles they have in.
Nah, North man. Like, right, like, the pebbles, bro.
But you know, like, they got like grey sand. They got like yellow
good,
sand. Like,
good sand, bro. Good sand.
After all, Bournemouth.
I heard
you said last weekend in Bournemouth.
Last weekend in Bournemouth.
Yeah, I might, man. It might be nice.
Apes on tour.
I fried an egg on the Bournemouth beach, bro. That's how.
Was that hot?
I went to the man then, bro. And, yeah, I don't know. I wanted about a frying pan and a. Like, you know what, you man, I'm gonna fry an egg.
You ain't got to live
just
like
to prove
this,
it.
You ain't got to live
I
like
know,
this.
I know, but we're freshies, man. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of in us, bro. We got to fry an egg every now and again.
You got to do it. Have you seen when, like, you see when it gets like 30 degrees? It's always on the news where there's a slap of egg.
Yeah,
that's how
it is. Good as news.
Side up.
It's a slow fry.
Making sunny side up on the pavement.
How you man like your eggs?
Ooh, I like an omelette still. I used to be a scrambled man.
Yeah. If I got the energy and the time, I love an omelette.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what
it's a bit effort sometimes.
I like putting
all the different things in it.
My egg has to be well done, because if, like, you see the yolk.
Yeah, you don't like it.
It comes like busting out. Like, yeah. Nah, I like it, man.
But you know what I like even white omelettes though? I don't like them. I want them to be like white and yellow. I don't like them when they're like overcooked. You get me? Yeah.
Why don't you like that?
Nah, man. It tastes like rubber, bro. I can't lie. Like, what you got to do, you got to. Obviously.
Oh, so you like a little bit of the what is that? That jelly kind of
the yolk.
No, not the yolk. You know the white bit, and it's like, you know when it's good when
the egg white.
Like you like it. You know, like you like it a bit kind of.
No, so basically the way I do it is obviously I don't fry it straight into the pan. I put it in a bowl first, whatever.
Mix it, yeah.
Yeah, literally like put it into the pan. As soon as it solidifies, I flip it.
Okay.
And then as soon as it's solid on the other side, I take it out of the pan.
Okay. I get you.
Like I want it soft, cooked. But I still want it to be soft in that. Yeah. I still want it to be soft in that. Like,
should we get into some top boy antics?
Yeah, man.
But let's start off with how did you even like get the role? How did that opportunity get approached to you?
It kind of came for me, bro. It's like I turned it down once because someone sent me to me going, "Hey, look, they're looking for him, rocking." I was like, "Dickhead." But then Bashy called me. He said, "Hey, oh god, like, you seen this role going around? Like, I think it's you." I was like,
oh, you being for real?
Yeah, yeah. Bro, keep in mind, bro, Bashy's calling me. It's an American accent. I'm like, oh, he's like, hello? Yo, man, it's Bashy. I'm like,
yeah.
Nigga speak properly.
Bashy's Bashy from Kensal Rise. I was like,
cool call.
Right. I was like, what's going on? But now Bashy broke it down to me. I was like, bro, I never acted. He was like, bro, beautiful thing about Top Boy is, like, they just want you to be you, bro. So, like, and bro, his name's Chash, your name's Ash. I think you should do this. I was like, okay, Bash. So, yeah, I just went for it, bro. It's like, as in, I feel like it was during lockdown. And it was a panic thing where, like, they needed this extra kind of, they needed someone. They needed an extra Moroccan. They needed it. Mm. But the thing is, when I pulled up, because I got the audition through lockdown, as in they never met me.
Yeah.
They wanted the Moroccan to have a fresh accent. Okay. Like, hello, yes, I am Moroccan, but I can
for you,
English.
But for you, friend, for you.
When I went there, I was talking English. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he's here now, you know, might as well
You see, you see when you get that dodgy Amazon pack, you're like, oh, I can make it work.
DHK.
Oh, listen, Asher was wiling at me on set. DeShane was wiling, bro, because he met me on set this week. Oh, shit, big fan. He says, are you not? This one's too tall, you know. This is because they said, how tall are you? How tall? Because I don't know my height. So more time I say 6'4".
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe I'm a bit taller, but as the last time I checked the police station, I'll be honest with you, I don't check. Do you know what I mean? So obviously I got there, so I've told them my height. So if I told them I was my, if I knew my actual height and I said it, they might not have gone for me.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, it's too late now.
I mean.
The plug is here, baby.
But no, so this is like your first role.
Yeah, I've never acted, bro.
Bro, you doing well.
You did really well.
Did you have like a process that you went through to get ready, or was it just a thing, I'm gonna just show up and do me?
Yeah. You know what? I was learning, I was going, bro. In what I was doing, I was messing up. On the plane there, I was like, I was panicking, going over the whole script every day. All right, the scene two, scene three. When I get there, bro, I think my first scene was with Deshane. Yeah. And I was like, bro, listen to me, I was going through my script. Saying, what are you doing, bro? Why are you on scene five, bro? We're doing scene one. So I'm just trying to learn. I said, bro, behave. Look, today you're scene one. All you care about is scene one. Tomorrow, scene two. All you care about is scene two. You don't even want to know what happens in my scene two. I'm going to find out when I'm there. I'm like, okay. And he's just like, I'm like, bro, any point is, like, Ash, you know what? Anytime we finish a scene, he'll be like, come, let me talk to you. Ash, this time, look me in the fucking eye and tell me where my food is. I'm like, all right. He's like, he taught me it's all like acting's in the eyes. Apparently, you've got look man in their soul, and then you see the different emotions they go through.
Yeah.
Everyone was teaching me a little. Kano was teaching me a little. Yeah. Fucking Michael Ward, they're all just teaching me on set because I'm annoying. Yeah. Every time they say cut, I said, I'll do good.
Yeah.
Shut up, bro. You're annoying me, bro. Get him away. Like, someone get Ash away from me. Yeah. Like, I was just there trying to learn as I go, innit?
Apparently, there's one thing where Kano is saying, like, on set, Bashy doesn't chat to Kano.
No.
Because he has to keep him role.
Method acting.
Yeah, you see Bashy and Kano, like, big up at Bashy. Bashy, that's our oldest man. Bro, these men are real method actors. Bro, when I'm calling him and he's in an American accent, he's doing that because he's in character, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, cool, you're in an American accent, but bro, I need to talk to you. He said, talk to me, man. I'm like, what were you doing, bro?
I need to talk to you on some personal shit.
Trying to have a conversation.
A man trying to
communicate.
Like, some family problems. Bashy's like, oh, that's mad, man.
Oh, man.
You're thinking, bro, OG?
Bro, look, bro, Kano's on set, yeah? I know that tune, P's and Q's.
Yeah.
And what's that, bro, at the ends, linking chicks, that's slipping. Yeah, so I'm on set, never met him before. I was like, hey, Kano, at the ends, linking bricks, that's slipping. Yeah. And he just didn't even hear me.
Yeah.
It's like, the bread, don't, like, everyone says, like, don't talk to Kano right now. Because this is why, because he's in Sully mode.
He's in Sully mode, yeah.
Sully mode's a real thing.
Yeah, that's a scary man.
Oh, this bread, when he
clapped, he's a serial killer right now.
Like John Wick with a strap. I'm like, oh, that ain't your first rodeo.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that I feel like if I was an actor, I'd be similar. Like, I would proper get myself into it. You hear about people like Heath Ledger, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, damn, they killed himself.
Yeah, he went real.
Because he dedicated himself so great. And there's a story that I always hear about when he was on, when they were filming Dark Knight. He turned to one of the extras and said a line. And the extras was supposed to say a line back. And the breath froze. And like, because he was scared, innit? Because he was like, in that moment, I felt like the Joker was real.
Yeah.
Like, he said he forgot about all the cameras and everything around him. He was like, he turned and said something to me. He looked in his eyes, didn't it? And he said, when I looked in his eyes, like, it felt like I was talking to the actual Joker.
Yeah.
You get me?
Acting,
so when a man gets himself, like, so, you know what I mean? Like, even guys like Daniel Day-Lewis, innit, who, he was auditioning, he was doing a boxing role, wasn't it? Some Irish boxer. The guy left his family and went to live in Ireland for a year.
Yeah, some people go crazy with the method acting.
Bro, method
some
acting.
Some like a camp and watch it.
Is method acting like Brad Pitt in Snatch?
It depends on how he got ready for the role. I don't know how he got ready for the role.
Yeah, all right, you know, it's the way to get ready for the role. But yeah, I hate
it. Jared Leto will be method acting for no reason.
For no reason, the bread can't act.
But you see, but one thing I'll give props though, this is my first time finding out this is your first acting role, and it didn't seem like
it. I never went drama in school, bro. Yeah. I didn't even pull up for drama class. I'd bunk it.
Drama class was just always that.
To be or not to be.
Yeah, it's like one of them bonkers ones. It's like, you know, ones where you do like something and you end it with like, and it was all a dream.
Yeah. Hey, so I'm doing that, bro. You're not doing this. Lazy writer.
Hey,
lazy.
As a writer.
I swear.
Yo. Hey, I want to get to the end of the story. I don't know. End it.
It was all a dream.
But I will say, as a writer, also, even when I'm writing like an article for like a preview on UFC, the last two sentences of anything are the hardest things.
Yeah.
But like, finding a way to nip everything in the bud.
Kia was telling me, he used to do drama in like secondary school. And he was like, bro, the day before I didn't read my own script, whatever, He was like, I just winged it. I was like, what'd you do? He's like, I stood and stared at the class for like 10 minutes. And he just like left. And he, drama teacher was like, and he was like, I really could feel it. But it's just one of them ones where like, if you can make him feel emotion, I guess.
You've done your job in it,
But I do not... My favorite scene in Top Boy, You see, like the first season when they dashed the Albanians dashed the little black boy off. Off.
So cold,
bro. The shame,
bro. I felt it, but then I realized, bro, there was so much racism in that chuck. They, looking for
it. Oh, is it Zazak?
Racism in the chuck,
bro. It just seems so like. The actor wanted to do it in real life. But I can't lie, man. I don't want beef with no Albanians, man. I told you, like, them man.
I think Albanians are bodied off now. They're dead, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'm saying...
Did Jamie burn out the... Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, in real life, bro, Albanians be doing mad murders at 5 a.m. Yeah. At 11 a.m. they're at your local park doing leveling aside, like, nothing happened. Like, they're just like...
if they kidnap you, you know...
Yeah, them man there, I can't lie, them man there really get busy still.
I can't lie, you know, I drink of Albanians, you know?
Yeah,
the
scary.
The top of your minds is Albanian pub, innit?
Yeah. No, they're good people, but you know.
Yeah, no.
They're my local. Every time I go past my dog, hey, come here, dog.
They're the loveliest people until
you go on the wrong side.
Yeah, when you're on the wrong side,
until you fuck up the real. Yeah.
I ain't telling you,
my money.
Them niggas. I want money by Friday.
No discussion.
This time's just Thursday.
These are the man that
get two bricks tomorrow. By tomorrow,
you got 12-24 hours to get 2 bricks. Oh man.
Hey man, the Albanians and the Somalis, you don't want beef.
Yo.
The Somalis, they
because
bro,
yeah, you don't want no issues with them.
Yo, this is what I said. Remember there was a time we was kicking ball? Yeah, and I keep thinking about this thing. I think we was with a couple guys, yeah. Two of the guys from where was wife there, they were praying, innit? Stop to pray. Bro, I went forward, I looked back, there was like 6 of them, bro. And I don't know where they came from.
So they multiplied.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro. It started with 2 and they were all in the line. And I said, rah, bro. Like,
and watch, I was playing football, yeah. I see Somalis playing some other guys in the cage, you know. They start rushing one guy. Out of nowhere, fair, but Somali came up rushing this guy as well. I'm like, where did it even come from?
From nowhere.
Like, 4 rushing him, 30K.
But the thing is, you know, that doesn't make sense. Like, let's talk about the logistics of a rushing, yeah. You can't jump a guy with 30 bres because there isn't enough space and angles.
Yeah. Yeah. But they'll find a way.
For everyone to get their licks in. Yeah. You gotta rotate.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah.
It'll be like 4 at a time.
Six men in a lineup.
It's legit a train. Yeah. Like when you get rushed, you legit get a train run on you.
Basically.
Yeah. Like,
did you mind ever do that thing back in ends where you get like 10 niggas and they'll put their hands up like that and then you gotta run through like a tunnel?
Oh, yeah.
And they slapping you.
Yeah, you're getting slapped and kicked in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did we do stuff like that? Why did we?
People used to do it like an initiation. I said, I don't like you that much to be initiated into this shit. Right. I
you know what the
that.
Worst thing was? Birthday beats.
That's another thing that they
bro, I'm one for good luck.
Yeah. You know the ones where like
one for good luck and it's just a stiff one to your stuff. Oh,
you're legit.
That's the one that killed you.
You know what the fucked up thing is there? You're legit. You wake
up. You're penalizing me for my birthday.
You wake up on your birthday, you're feeling nice. New age.
Exactly.
New number on you, and you get to school.
Niggas like, fuck that.
And you're like, ah. Do you know what is the worst? When you try to keep it like
on the low.
And the teacher's like, it's your birthday today.
You dumb bitch.
Everyone's looking at you like your lunch.
Bro, I used to be smart, man. On my birthday, I'm doing I'm on my worst behavior trying to get a lunchtime detention.
Do you know how you get our birthday beats? This is how I got our birthday beats. I think I got birthday beats when I was in year 7 and in year 8, because I hit a little bit of a growth spurt, in year 8. I think, like, a few of my brethren, I didn't mind it. And then one waste man tried it. Right. And I slapped him, open hand, innit? And after that, I think everyone saw it and was like, yeah.
We ain't someone to play with.
I don't fancy that.
My birthday was September as well, so everyone,
first
month of the school year, fresh everyone's got the
energy. Yeah, everyone's got the vim.
Now you mention it, you see birthday beats. Yeah. It's a school thing, innit?
Yeah.
It never happens in the ends. Man, I may knock on your door. Hey, happy birthday, bro.
My brother used to play with my birthday, bro.
Come through a little present.
Actually, if you're on a block on your birthday, man, but for the most part,
someone said this. Go back to what you said. Someone said this, you should stay away from violence. However, when violence is necessary, you need to go far enough.
The best way to prevent violence is violence.
You need to go far enough.
Must have echoed through
you need to take it far enough.
But I've always said this, like slapping a man in the face is mad disrespectful.
Man. Incredibly.
Do you know what it is?
You know what the loud
like if slap, like, yeah, you know yeah, like I'd rather get banged in the face than get slapped in the face.
Like, if I'm on road, there's two things I don't want in life. A slap in the face, and it makes that clap noise, and to be put in a headlock. A headlock is mad disrespectful. Yeah. Like,
you get a little boy.
If you put me
a headlock. Third thing, I don't get beat up in front of my girl, bro.
You know what? I put in a headlock in front of the hoes.
But
you see, yeah.
Are you mad?
Yeah. But no, you see.
Are you mad?
But you see.
You can't get out. Oh, my God.
You're struggling. Imagine you try to raise your girl. You didn't raise your girl. My man. Put in a headlock.
I wouldn't mind.
Atlas.
I wouldn't mind getting rushed in front of my girl.
Yeah,
because I'm a catch one swing.
Oh, yeah. I'm going at
and
yeah,
I'm gonna get up. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, I got
like,
one. Yeah.
But as long as I don't
patch you up in
as
that,
as long as I don't say anything like, "Hey, allow it, man. Stop. Hey, stop, please.
I'm not involved.
I remember a chick said that on Twitter. She's like, "What gave you the ick?" And then she was like, "Oh, he got rushed and said allow it." What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, man.
Oh man.
Can't say allow it. I'm not involved.
I'm not involved.
Even me.
Not
even me.
You don't know what they're doing.
I told you that time when I got rushed.
In Birmingham?
Nah.
So the other time.
Bro.
You're bringing up some pizza.
How many times you been rushed? How many times you been rushed, beloved?
I've been rushed twice. But I told you the first time, beat up one you and I walked away thinking, yo, I got the belt.
Yeah.
Nigga spun back. Spun about 10 man. And...
No, factions came out.
Bro, when you see mad fists at you, you don't even know how to dodge it. I just remember, I was like, oh fuck. And then when he tripped me up, I just remember, I was like, I don't wanna go out like this. Then I ran into one shop and
nigga told you get out.
No. He was like,
you locked the door?
No. So the bouncers didn't let them in. Yeah. And then
Was it in Shoreditch?
Yeah. And I was like, I didn't want to call police because
raving days.
Yeah.
How long ago was this, bro?
This is about 4 or 5 years ago.
What part of Shoreditch?
This on
what, hipsters?
This like you see where Beat One is now.
Okay.
Right
okay.
there. So then but Beat One weren't there. But then I just remember I'm trying to tell the man and like, yo, I need to get out of here. And he was like, do you wanna call police? I was like, no.
Yeah.
I like, but I need to get out of here. And he was like, oh,
you shouldn't apply you to
no,
get
no, no, no. Then he came back, he was like, I got a machete. I was like, bro, I just need a cab.
That's a lot of a shit.
Bro,
here's your way out.
Yo.
Hack your way out.
Fight to the death.
Yeah, nah.
That's so crazy. That's all I got of a shit.
It was bonkers.
Fucking hell.
I've been rushed a couple of times, bro.
Bro, sometimes you have to be rushed.
You know what? I've been rushed because you know when someone tries to rob me, I'm like, when I was young, you got to take that deep breath, like,
yeah.
I'm not getting robbed. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to throw the first bang and just pray to God, really.
You know what it is? Yeah.
I've like, always done that. I'm like, I'm not going to, no, I'm not going to get many licks in, but bang, that's it. Let's go. Holding my chain. Let's go.
I said,
I don't care if my chain's popped or my hat's dusty. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. I don't care.
That's what happened when my chain got popped and one of them ran away. And then like about 6 men came up to me. And I was like, I have to fight now. Because I can't tell the guys what happened. My chain got popped and I walked away. I said, I'm fighting someone. I'm getting a licking.
Yeah.
And then, whew, them niggas nearly sent me to the 30 gates.
But you know what, bro? I've never rushed someone, you know? Like, if my boy's getting into a fight, it's a fight. If someone's getting involved, then I'm getting involved.
Yeah.
But then as in, like, I've never actually seen my boy, like, oh, losing and be like, oh, I've got to back him.
I wouldn't lose, I'm jumping in.
I feel like at the end of the day, the way the roads is now, just in general, we're never going to be in a situation where two niggas just squabble.
Yeah.
I'm jumping in regardless.
Let's say, for instance, we go out together a lot. Let's say, for instance, we go out, we're on a night out, and a man starts with me and him are squabbling.
I'm jumping
if
in.
If I've got the upper hand, don't
I don't care. I'm still jumping in.
Time, what I do, bro. I can't lie. Now I know what I do. I break it up, lad.
Yeah.
I don't. Even if you're my boy, whatever. I don't care. You're not fighting.
No. Do what? Get stop it.
My thing is this. I'm telling you, man. If we're out and I'm getting into it, whatever. if I'm losing, jump in. If I'm winning. Whatever.
But do you know what?
When he's saying jumping, do you mean break out or jumping?
Nah, jump in and let's get that nigga.
If I see a nigga beating you up, I'm like, hey.
But you know what? The worst thing is, I see my boy.
This nigga boxes.
I see my boy squabbling, and he was losing.
Oh.
I was like, I was there on the sideline. I was like, all right, I'm going to get in when it gets too much. Yeah. And I seen it. And the guy was on top of him. I said, it's enough. Booted that nigga in his face. Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
You know when you get booted in the face? Yeah. And I think the next day he was like, yeah, man, I slipped. I was like, no, you didn't. Nigga, that boy had your...
your friend said he slipped. Oh, I lied, man. Nigga,
you have to give it to him. I was like, yeah, man. Luckily, your big bros were there.
You can't win them all. The thing is now, everyone does some kind of training, innit? Like, I'm seeing these videos on Twitter, where, like, man is squaring up, and the first thing a man does is throw a leg kick.
I saw that.
I'm like, if you're in a street fight and a man throws a leg kick, just say, yo.
Yeah, it was Gowdy.
Say, either run away or say,
Bro, it was an inside one.
So whatever you got that's white, just start waving it and say, yo, my bad.
It was an inside kick as
inside
well.
Inside leg kick to the calf. I said, yo, listen. I said, because the thing is, he threw one and then he switched stance.
The boy was
and
doing...
And I'm like, there was like...
You do a couple of error.
Bro, there was like four like alarm bells that went off. And the breath still, I was like, do you know what? After, and then I think he got kicked in the head or something.
Yeah, the spin around
the roundhouse kick.
Yeah, the roundhouse kick. I'm like, what?
MMA footwork to him. I said, this is.
I see the nigga bouncing and he switched stance. Yeah. I said,
over. Over.
But
done.
What is it? Nowadays, as you grow up, you realize, you can't be out here squabbling like on nights out.
Yeah.
It has to be something so deep.
Like, do you remember when we were in Phonox?
Yeah.
And that guy kept walking past us and pushing past us and that.
Oh, yeah.
And he got a bit leery and I was like...
Because he's drunk.
He was mad drunk, but... There's being drunk, innit? I don't care if you're drunk, innit? Don't disrespect me.
Yeah, 100%.
The bear was even mad disrespectful, innit? And I think his brethren came over and was like, yo, my bad, sorry, whatever.
Wait, why did you tell me this, bro?
That's why.
Ludo would have cracked the ball over there.
There was one time, when me and my brother beat up a midget. It was the most funniest thing ever, But me and my brother was legit trying not to get into this fight. Like, we got into a fight with his boys, and he must have come late. And then he came in, like, we went down one alleyway. He followed us, chatting shit. We're like, bro, just go away. Try swing something. Like, bro.
What are you,
like,
me?
No.
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Then.
Start out, hold
then,
it up.
Then, but the midgets still have little strengths.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's like,
wait. You know what it is? It's because they got.
They're a big baby.
It's because they got little limbs. So they got like minimal, then, like bare talk.
Yeah. All I remember is me and my brother just rushing him for about a minute. And we said, bro, like stop. And then he just like kind of limped away. And I was like, yeah.
What did you not do? When you say rushing him, what did you do?
Bro, like, it's just easy.
Hit him.
Like,
hit down with.
So like, we hit, like,
you
hit him.
12 to 6.
Hit him. And he was on the floor. And we're just literally just stamping him out. And I was like,
bro. He was already on the floor.
That must be mad cathartic. Like, yeah. I'm not thinking like, stop to a midget.
Yeah, like, you walk away feeling bad, man.
Yeah, bro. Why just like trip him up and roll him down the...
Nah. But when you're drunk, you just do stupid shit. When I told you, me and my brother, like, we have so many fights. I've had fights with him as well. Yeah. Like, me and him fight.
And it's good to fight your brother, though, man.
Yeah. Like, I needed that older strength. Like, I remember one day where I punched my brother square in the face. He didn't even move. And we was going to school. And then... he embarrassed me in front of all the hoes. He just tucked me in, like, you know when you're winded, and you're like, see when like your bags and like your blade, your collars up here, you're just like, allow it.
My brother never did that. And the thing is, my brother, like, my older brother, innit, we never had full on fights, because first of all, he's 9 years older than me, innit, and a fucking big you as well. He's always been big. Even now, he ain't touched the weight in like 4 years, and he's still, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So when we were younger, we used to play fight a lot and do all of that. But like, if we were closer in age, that same dynamic, he would have never embarrassed me in front of women.
Yeah.
He would have never embarrassed me in front of women.
Beat you up though.
Yeah, he beat me up like in private.
Yeah.
But he never embarrassed me in front of women. He never do that to me.
Your brother,
I can't lie, he's fucking the base.
My older cousin wants to beat me up in front of women. I kind of like, my older cousin wants, he wants to beat me up in front of women.
Oh, so then you deserved it.
I deserved it.
Yeah,
I was aggravating him.
Of course you were.
100%.
Of course you were.
Back to Top Boy. There was one character, You see, what's her name? Kano's...
Pebbles, man.
Pebbles.
She's drowned in that canal. Jarring, bro. Fucking up.
But you know what, I see when an actor pisses me off, I know they're doing well.
Yeah.
But every time, she's like, but unks. I was like, someone shut her up. Like, you know when someone comes with problems? like in a series, like, bro, that's like,
get rid of her.
And... Yeah,
I better not try and mess up my packs in season 3.
Season 3, is that actually, like, is it going to happen?
Season 3 is confirmed. I ain't got my script yet, but season 3 is confirmed.
But
we started shooting last June, July, so I should be getting my script. I should be know what's going on. So
you think, wait, who do you think the Top Boy is?
Man, it's me, man. Give me the visa, let me come back in and run summer. All now, I ain't been summer. All my food's on summer house, and I ain't been there.
But your backstory is like, you have to run away for something.
Nah, so my backstory is, my character is like, he's definitely from London.
Yeah, he's definitely done
a scattiness.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's on the run, he's gone back to Morocco.
What, bodies? You know, man, don't catch a body, try to fly back.
I think something's happened to my dad and the brother that I run with. That's my uncle.
Yeah.
He used to run with my dad, so I'm running with him. So it's a thing where, yeah, I got the boat. I run, I like, that's my business, innit? Yeah, I got a boat, innit? Like, no kids.
No, but we clocked.
You don't want to let the kid get home clocked, to his sister, bro.
We clocked, though, that you're low-key the middleman in Morocco. No, yeah.
I like my role, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that honcho. My thing's just, you know, my boat's my boat, innit?
What's his name?
Manir.
Manir. We was thinking Manir's a side man.
Side man.
And Manir's he's got that Perlo role. He doesn't, he just strings a few passes and like, he's just,
puts everything together.
Yeah, you know I mean, that Pep.
But do you still, like, just asking you, do you think you'd be going back to think, or you stay in Morocco, that's it?
I have no idea, bro.
God willing, I'll make it.
I hope anything I'm on the phone, like, hey, yeah, the food's good. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, business is good, blah. Yeah, what even? Big up Sam House. No, I hope it's not that. Yeah. I don't know.
I said who might be top boy? Is it Steph? Little man.
Why? Because he's too young to be top.
But
to get back for his brother.
But you see, like,
how can he go sick? How can he go sick in one season? He's too young to go sick. Yeah,
I'm being serious. Like, all right, after losing your brother, I think him and you see the one that went uni.
Oh, the uni brother.
Yeah, him. Them two are gonna be like, all right, cool. Fuck this.
We're jumping on roads.
I imagine losing your parents and then now your older brother, who was your other parent. You're just thinking.
I hear that.
Yeah. But then he was already attracted to the roads with that girl.
Oh, that mad girl.
Yeah. Bro, she was so
funny. With that old, when are you going to go sell some old dusty Scrally, bro? They didn't even polish it. No, they should have put some Dax on it.
Bro, she was annoying.
That's the rusty for real, bro.
She was annoying me as well. Bro. Like, every time she done something dumb, there was some dumb smirk on her face. So I was like, oh.
It's like, bro, when Jamie's clapped over and she walks in like, got killed, man. But letting Sully walk fast with a smile on her face, like, yeah.
Nah. But do you know who has the worst life in Top Boy? Deshane. Deshane has the worst.
I ain't even seen the whole season.
Deshane has all this stress on him. Everyone, yo, Deshane, where's the food? And it's like every time someone talks to Deshane, it's not like, oh, he's talking to someone.
Deshane,
like,
your mom's dying. There's 20 bags. This person's kidnapped. You don't get.
Bro, I was saying,
Shane, we're going to call your cousin in Jamaica.
Nothing but problems. Nothing but problems, bro.
But you know what, Deshane, he's living this drug dealer life, bro. He's got no hose. There's no bottles.
Where's the bus down?
Yeah, there's no bus down rolling. He's just
his wife in Sims.
Yeah. He's got a nice wifey living like, trying to live a modest life. We're like, bro, where's the hose at?
But this time Sally's on a boat feeding a fox.
You know what I'm saying? No, I feel like they're showing like, nigga, I'm selling drugs to get lit. You're not lit.
Sally's out and just having a little fox
with the shit.
Maybe like an OT, so, bro.
So what? So including, how many seasons was it on Channel 4? Was it two or three?
Two, somehow it was two.
So four seasons, Deshane's been moving work.
But yet, like the levels have not leveled.
Yeah, bruv, only see you in the club. Only see you tape.
Yeah, one bro. On one. But one time you saw Deshane in the club is when he bottled that breath for burning my brother's chest. We ain't seen him in the dance room.
I need to see a bust down rolling.
Pouring it. Hold like, your chain. Bruv. Saying somehow
the bust down. How is normal niggas like us in the dance room more often than Deshane?
But it's bonkers. But even like,
the first Top Boy come out 11 years ago, you know. How many years of moving work? And he ain't come up.
Still on Summer House.
That's crazy,
actually,
bro.
He's
got his little apartment.
Trying to invest in Summer House.
He's
in a couple block, bro.
Have you lot watched The Wire?
Yeah.
So this is literally Top Boy this season is showing like scenes of like The Wire. How you see how
The Wire is the blueprint for all of these.
Yeah, but you see how like Deshane's like trying to go legit kind of. Yeah. And then Sully's like, yo, I still want to be on crud. Yeah. Like, and then it just shows like that kind of like levels. Like
what's the names again in The Wire?
Avon Barks, there was something like that.
Nah, Stringer. Well, I mean, Stringer was different. Stringer just thought he was too smart.
Yeah, Stringer was smart than he was.
He thought he was the smartest guy in the room, innit?
Yeah. Guys, remember he started to tell people, we got inelastic product. Nigga, what's selling crack? Or heroin.
He's there taking night classes. He thinks he's better than everyone else.
Guy's a donut. Guy's a donut. Stringer's my nigga, but he's a donut.
You know the guys try bringing like economics into drug. The nigga just sell it.
I'm a nigga like, yeah, bro. I'm gonna put my
money. Definitely hit the floor. Yeah, bro. I definitely sample.
I'm gonna flip this brick and put it to NFTs. Nigga, fuck you, bro.
Same product.
Your niggas are trying to be too smart. Niggas just bag it and sell it. Simple.
It's same.
It's simple.
This nigga trying to be legit. Bro, stick to what you know.
Man, the worst product. No, we're going to package it the same.
Man, I'm trying to flip crack into NFTs. Yeah. Nigga, just sell the crack. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, invest.
Bro, invest in what? They were crack dealers. What were you invest? We can't put our names on nothing.
It's like them ex-rappers who are trying to go like, we need to go back to Africa. Can you imagine, bro?
fuck. You're not even allowed to go back there. These dumb guys, niggas want to do all of this. You can't put your name in that. Yeah. You got that in your bank account. You got everything in cash. IRS are going to have you for lunch.
Did Franklin do the same shit?
No, what about Franklin?
Should I go stupid with it? No. Franklin is about the money.
No. He was from the start always about the money. He became legit from the start. Yeah. Legit.
Franklin was arguably my
far. I haven't caught up with
Smash. Oh, that's a good question. You see, when like series drop here, how long do you give people to watch it? Say if, like, Top Boy came out.
Bro, how are they dropping? Aye, listen, I don't understand how Top Boy just comes out like that. All in one go.
You got to stagger
it. It was number one on Netflix. Worldwide. If they dropped episode by episode, it'll be number one weekly.
And also it'll be trending weekly as well.
But they don't want to listen to me. People in the boardroom meeting.
You remember?
Imagine walking in. Call you when we need to do something rocking, bro.
Nah, but like if it drops weekly, it gives you time to watch it. I remember back in the day when I was in like year 9, I used to come home, Top Boy's on. Yeah.
But the thing is, the first season came out. The first season, I remember, it came out. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was 4 episodes.
Thursday.
Monday to Thursday.
That was perfect.
Season 2 was weekly. Season 2 was weekly.
That was perfect.
But it used to be weekly, and Twitter just Facebook going crazy.
Now we're in the era of like people want to watch something and binge say a movie, watch it, and they're like, oh shit, this happened, and it's like, all right, cool, it's long.
When in movies, I give people a week, but shows probably. Yeah, it depends, man.
So I mean, people are busy. I'm busy as hell, bro. Like, I haven't been able to. Like, summer, I'm going to catch up on so much of these shows I haven't caught. I still need to finish Stranger Things and start the new one that come out the other day.
Oh, the new one's come out?
Yeah, come out the other day.
Them niggas old as hell, man.
Yeah. Sucked in on all the Star Wars series, but Obi-Wan just came out yesterday.
Watch Mandalorian.
Mandalorian's so cold, bro. Yeah, after that, I'll go watch Boba Fett. But nah, Obi-Wan, oh my God, 2 episodes out right now.
Didn't Boba Fett get man? Or was that Django?
No, but
Miss Windy, look off his head now. That Django or Boba? I was going to say, bro. Nigga doing a prequel.
But it's all about acting as well. Has there been any other opportunities or roles come up yet?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got an opportunity to be in Bel-Air season 2.
Have you seen it? Bel-Air, sick. Hey, they play.
I haven't seen it.
I was for Morgan Cooper. Big up Morgan Cooper. Yeah. If you're watching this, my guy, he's a director. Mm. I've been following him because I'm a fan of his stuff.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, I see him following me. What? Yeah. You know, it looks good on my behalf. Yeah. Been a fan, bro. Mm-hmm. Jumped in my DM, sent me a voice note. Just want to say, bro, what you did in Top Boy was crazy. Like, you know, just, yeah, this, bro, what you did is amazing. This, bro, let's talk season 2. I'm like, whatever, I'm there, bro. What do you want me to do?
Sign the contract, the 360 contract.
No,
Do you know anything about the role or anything yet?
I guess it's something to do with Jeffrey and his people.
Mm. You see? But the thing is, one question I ask as well, do you think you run the risk of being typecasted? Or you just keep doing the same thing over and over?
I don't know. I don't think I want me in Bel-Air being a goon.
Yeah.
But what? I don't. You know what's the maddest thing? I ain't never sold a drug in my life. Mm-hmm. I go act like a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. I'm the worst person to do this, bro. I'm calling my brother up to me, bro. How do I weigh this? what's the right phrase for this, bro? Yeah. But I mean, as in, I probably will get typecasted. Mm-hmm. That's how life goes, isn't it? Because the fact that they let me keep my tattoos in Top Boy. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's proper cool though. Like how opportunities come around.
Oh, it's crazy.
Like, because obviously. The other day, prior to you even getting to Top Boy, you was just like living life however you live in it.
Yeah.
And then one day you've done this, and then it leads on to the next thing, then the next thing, then the next thing. You find yourself somewhere else.
This is what I mean. I'm even talking to John Boyega about Attack the Block 2, and I'm like, but when they meet me, they're like, "You're such an amazing actor." I'm like. Yeah. I can't. I'm like, you lot, I beg you don't annoy me. I'm like, don't give me a headache, bruv. Like, I don't do that. I'm like, you lot, this is me. What is that?
You see when like you're broke here and the guy with all the money is like, I'm trying to be like you, big
nigga. No, you don't. Like, bro, he's talking to me. He said, bro, you scared me in that scene. Bro, I'm like, I beg you, man, don't annoy me right now, innit? Don't praise me that because I'm like sitting there thinking, bruv, you are sick.
Yeah, Star Wars. Don't tell me this. Yeah.
Bro, Intergalactic M's rude, boy.
He's gone clear.
Big up him.
But that's good. So going forward now, do you think yourself as an actor, and that's what you want to do, or you still want to do it?
I'm talking into existence. So yeah, I am. I mean, I've been in the middle of finding an agent representation. Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to jump to an agent, but at the same time, it's like I got here by myself.
Yeah.
Let me sign season 3 before someone comes along, takes 20% for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
And the thing is, like,
trying to figure out. I want an agent who works on concession. Mm-hmm. So it's concession. No, what is it? Is that a
commission? Commission.
Yeah. So it's a thing where like you find me the work, then you get a percentage. Don't be sitting there if I go around because what I've done so far is that have you not seen Harder They Fall?
I've heard of the cowboy film.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it. Bro, you're from Mozart. I'm from Mozart. The director. I'm like, brother.
The director's from Mozart.
Yeah. I'm like, bro. Let's sit down, have a coffee, and talk about new films. I'm like, all these guys are hitting me up, and I'm just like,
I'm doing it.
Bro, they always say the same thing. Bro, I heard this rumor. That you ain't never acted. And I was like, yeah, listen, bruv,
We can never talk. I couldn't talk.
I'm like, bro, what is this?
Like, I can't believe that man shoot that.
After hearing it a couple of times, you got to believe it.
Yeah, man, but I don't know. It's
because
like,
the thing is, not everyone can just be saying it for the sake of it.
Yeah, bro.
You might be one of the people just gassing, but a lot of people say
it. He asked me, the director, he said, why do you keep telling people you don't act? I was like, because I want to let you know, blood, if I can do it, anyone could do it, bro. Yeah. Don't, you know what it is? Because I see these actors, and more times they're like, oh, I went drama school, I deserve this moment of my life. Yes, like, I want to sit there and say, blood, if I could do it, bro, blood, the game's changed. Like, you know what I mean? Don't think you have to be in drama school for 10 years. You have to be like all this.
I want to say as well, though, that obviously, yeah, the message there, I get it, but it's like, you found your lane by accident, but this is your lane. It's one of the ones like that, that more or less you fit into it. You just slid into it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not everyone can do that though.
You know what is
that? Are you bilingual?
Do you not talk other languages?
Yeah, I talk another language.
Bro, this is what I mean, bro. As in, this is another key, bro. It's like the fact that I'm representing my country and I'm talking my language, like, it's a big thing, bro. Moroccans from around the world have been hitting me up, man. All these guys from North, like, all in America, Washington, they're like, yo, bro, I can't believe what I saw and I'm so happy. Come through, like, let's meet the guy. I saw your brethren at the Daily Paper party.
Yeah.
Now, the owner of Daily Paper, he's Moroccan. So that's the only reason I was there. I went there for no industry stuff.
He was like,
I heard, bro. That's why I met Freddie Gibbs, man.
Yeah.
That's why I met Gibbs in the shop, bro. Yeah. I walked into the shop and I'm like, bro, I walk into the shop and it's empty, bro. And I'm just sitting there and I bust a corner. I see a big security.
Yeah.
And then I see little after behind him just Gibbs in his shadow.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I felt like I've walked into some private shopping center. Yeah. I walk out and I just hear, oh my God, it's the plug.
Yeah.
I'm like,
bro, Americans fuck with top boy,
I know they do, but I'm like, Gibbs knows who I am. Gibbs knows who I am. Hit me, bro.
Bro, I'm scrolling my timeline.
Bro, bare Americans, bare verified.
Listen, I'm scrolling my timeline, and I saw something, and it caught my eye, and I was like, no way. I scroll back up, and I see a picture of Ash and Freddie Gibbs. I was like, I'm just going about my business. Bro, and I'm like, I see a picture of Ash and Freddie Gibbs. I was like, Ash has got
to see people like LeBron James. Yeah,
it's crazy. You know what's mad, though?
It's crazy.
Like, Gibbs asked me for a picture. I don't do that. You know that awkward moment of asking me for a picture? I don't. And I'm like, Gibbs, bro, I just want to say Coke Pinata, Alfredo, Brad, you're the guy in it, bro. Everything you do. But he was sitting there thinking, bro, he was there to his security. Like, you know what this is? Bro, you see the scene where he's like, wow, brother, kills him. He said, bro, you're reciting my lines. I was like, you're reciting my lines.
Do you ever sit down and give yourself like your credit? Or are you still in that position where it's like you don't feel real yet?
The imposter syndrome.
Yeah, just to get like imposter syndrome and all that when you walk into rooms and that.
Yeah, man. At the BAFTA party, I got that imposter syndrome, blood, man. I was there and I was just like, I felt like I was meant to be there, bro, man. I just felt like I was in a corner. I wasn't really adapting to the scene.
That the Mo's one?
Yeah.
The funniest story when you brought up Jeffrey,
He was there!
Yeah, no. So Moses posted up a photo and Jeffrey was in the photo. So it was Mo, Jeffrey.
The new Jeffrey. Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's from Ed, bruv.
And Mo.
He used to work at a community center I used to go to.
Yeah, but then Mo was talking to him.
The streets.
Mo was talking to him like a regular person. And he was replying like he was a regular guy.
But I found out when I met him, this is, oh my God. And he saw me from far. Yeah. He said, oh, this is Mr. Plug. Everyone keeps calling me the Plug. I'm sitting there in the BAFTA party. The Plug's in the BAFTA party. Everyone keeps having this joke. Like, yo, bro, listen, I know you're going to sign me too. Consign me to Brits, but I'm like, yeah, I've got you. But after he came up to me, he said, bro, I just want to say.
Shit, Lido will ask you to consign him.
Oh, what he said, listen, bro, he's from Niger. Yeah. And he's like, bro, what I saw you do when you talk your mother tongue and you flip it over, I would love to talk my mother tongue and be able to act like this. Me. I get that. That was me understanding and processing it more. Yeah. Where other people are like, you're just an amazing actor. He made sense of it. But I told him, bro, you see what he did, bro? Brother, if you're playing Jeffrey, that's a big responsibility, you know.
All it takes is like one thing. Like, you gotta give thanks for like Top Boy,
That's started a lot of careers for people.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
And the representation is huge, bro.
Yeah. Huge.
One thing I love about Top Boy, like they actually bring up like serious subjects. Like the one subject I do like is like black man's health. You see. The Shane, like he's struggling. And he's like, all right, why don't you go to the doctors?
Even in season one, do you remember season one where the Shane went to go hit that lick on that white crib?
Yeah.
Come out and Driss is just...
Driss is sleeping.
But it's true, like there's certain checks because like certain men don't do. Like you see, what's the one where they got a finger your bum?
Colon.
Yeah, colonoscopy. Why are you using the middle finger?
Wait, ain't that a tube?
Nah, yeah, the little camera.
Yeah, but as in, there's no finger goes in the bum.
There's one. Don't they have to like?
There's a manual.
I've never prostate.
Yeah, like a bum. Yeah, got a little prostate, to slip exactly. it in.
There we go. Why did you say it looking like that?
Oh, right, sorry.
Why did you look at me like that?
Nah, you want a buggy.
Prostate is exactly the finger, innit?
Yeah, bum, bro.
But as a farm, sorry.
So what's a colonoscopy?
It's the one with the camera. The one with the camera.
Yeah, and
imagine the camera.
So prostate, they're feeling for something.
Yeah.
Imagine he puts his thumb up and you call him daddy. Some shit.
Oh, relax, man.
What's wrong with you?
It just slips out.
You're so fucked.
My bad, big bro.
Sidebar though, put a thumb on, you might know about that.
Yeah, maybe.
No, off,
why do you do that? Why do you turn right?
Turn it.
Why do you turn right for? You turn right every time.
You do it like this.
What, from the side? From the side?
Like that now.
Damn, nigga.
Yeah, from the top, bro.
Like a bowling ball.
Top, man.
He's like that.
But you just like side. I know you'll be holding.
Holding the strap like this.
Let me hold the strap.
Just like that on the side.
I'm going to try that. But there's another subject I liked.
Top
one. Yeah, like the whole child grooming thingy. Like child grooming. Child grooming.
Sending your younger OT, child grooming.
But the original, sorry to cut you off,
but the original sending a child OT was like going up to a ute on the block, he's like 10 years old, 9 years old, and like you give him a little 10 sheet. You're like, yeah, take this thing, take it over
but
there.
But no,
because feds aren't gonna stop a 9 year old.
Yeah, but even a top boy, he doesn't do it like that. He buys the little white boy something or what's the first guy?
Gem.
No. But he like buys him some stuff. He's like, if you need anything, here's 20.
Yeah.
And like just to build a little rapport with them. And next minute, they're off in OT. But like, I know.
I can't lie, in a way, I've always said I was groomed as a child, I've never shot. Mm. But I left school when I was in year nine. I met Trapstar London.
Mm.
And then man gave me an option to go back to school or come work with them. And I went to the warehouse and I worked with them, bro. And since for 10 years, I was at Trap. And then man gave me a line and they gave me pizza boxes and t-shirts and I was like shotting in the way I was grooming. But I feel like that education taught me a lot in my life.
Yeah.
Where there's ways you can groom a youth and it's not the bad way, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that right or is that wrong?
That's nurturing.
Yeah.
Grooming
okay.
It's like Tiger Woods' dad, for instance, a golf club in his hand when he was 3 years old.
Yeah.
Did Tiger Woods' dad groom him or did he just nurture him into being the best golfer ever?
Serena Williams in them, man.
I guess the line.
What do you mean not go about OT and faking your own letter? Faking it, you're going for football.
Nothing about that.
I guess the line in this is whether or not it benefits like you yourself by yourself or if it benefits the kid as well.
Because sending a UOT don't benefit the youth.
At all. Do you know what I'm saying?
A 10-year-old to wake up with a nitty looking in its mouth and
you must have learned a lot.
Yeah, I've learned my whole life. I learned my whole life as a designer just by sitting there.
But that's the thing.
I was going to say business as well from the front.
One thing they always did, anytime it came to like, I was in year nine, when I got to like year 11, that man spoke to my school teachers and made me go back and do my GCSEs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a thing where after that, it was like, they said, do you want to go back to college?
That's proper
and it's
cool,
like,
man.
They said, they'll pay for you to go to college.
Yeah.
But it's because they had this love for my, I don't know, they just had this kind of love for me when I was a youth. Because I'm from Mozart and they were from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always like, I don't know, you're like, I'm rocking in Mozart when I should have been in Grove. And they kind of always had this, like, you will be your older if no one else is going to be your older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a thing where, is that not grooming, though? Yeah.
No, that's definitely not grooming.
That's what I was going to say a bit ago when you man were talking about, like, how Ash got into the act and everything. I was going to say is, like, me and Ash became familiar, like, met last year, and it's, like, one of the things I learned about him is that he's got his business, he's got things that he does. So for me to see the way that you've gone on Top Boy and obviously... your name's out there and you're doing good things and you're going to move on to do even better things. It's like, you were always going to do something. You get me?
Thank you.
Whether or not you blew through Top Boy or blew through whatever, I see the business, I see how hard you work.
Sometimes the light is shining on the business.
Yeah.
But people are like, now it's out. People are like, yo, you design?
Yeah.
You do this? I'm like, I try and tell people, that's my business. That's what I'm a designer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as in, trying to find a balance in it. I don't know. It's like, I would never leave designing because I'm fighting up after a lifetime.
Yeah, but you don't do it on your own either.
I do it with my partner. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that, after a lifetime of trying to find something I want to do, I finally found it. And now acting, I'm like,
Yeah.
But the thing is, like you just said, since you started doing the acting,
right,
it's shown a lot in the business. So the acting, even though it might not be what you wanted to do from when you were a youth, it's supplementing
it's a
the
vehicle
business,
for it.
Get me?
Yeah.
So like if one of us go clear doing something else, it will help this.
Yeah.
You get me?
Sometimes it's about being in certain spaces.
Yeah.
That's what I realized. Yeah. Like you just need to be in like... just doing stuff. You yeah. can't, like, you would never get into that space if you were just at home doing nothing.
Bro, hear what I'm saying though. You're right. You know what? It's because I had the freedom though. The freedom at the mm-hmm. moment, at the time, I had the freedom to fly away. Mm-hmm. I had no commitment. They yeah, messaged me after 20 minutes after sending my audition. They're like, "Yo, can you fly? Are you free?
Yeah.
What's your passport saying?" Like, as in, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of men be like, "Oh, I can't. I just had a kid."
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's about timing, bro, man. It's about being all right. It's about
but so yeah, but sometimes. Hey, even if you do have a kid,
hey, no man,
bro, that kid off the roof like that baby.
Hey, you're gonna have to hold that. You have to hold
nah, it. Like, bro,
I said like a frozen.
I've said this, bro. LeBron James didn't have a dad.
What?
There's a lesson.
Hey, what?
No, there's a lesson to be learned here. Look, there's a lesson to be learned here.
But do you know what?
There's a lesson to be learned. Nah, he wasn't in his life.
Okay, okay, we got that.
There's a lesson to be learned here.
You weren't in the picture, so you don't need me to be in the picture to be successful. Let me do my thing.
Sometimes the kid needs to build up that hate to be like, oh, fuck my dad. I'm gonna be great.
Maybe if he wanted Bronny and that to pop off, he might have just had to cut.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's good shot.
But if you look at it like that, he's kind of selfish.
But even with athletes, yeah, they probably
a lot of them ain't got a dad, bro.
He's staying in his life. It's kind of selfish. If you look at it like that.
No, I'm saying to this day, I think is yeah. Before my dad used to never come to my games. I was going crazy. Being there as a dad.
You lost the dog. You ain't got the dog in you no more.
You didn't get
the
dog in you no more. You
didn't have a dog in me, bro.
You ain't have the hungry.
My dad supporting me.
You're not kidding me.
My dad. If I have a kid, for the first 18 years of his life, I'm not going to turn up. I'm going to turn up on draft day.
If I have a kid.
This is the plan.
I'm going to tell my kid's name. I'm going to have a name for him, obviously. But I'm not going to tell him his name until he's old enough to say a name. And when he starts talking, would you make up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
If it goes left, I'd be like, your name's Derek, bro.
Oh, man. Having kids at this age...
I think it's sick.
Ludo's got like six.
They can't pin it on me.
34 now. 34 now.
34. Yeah. I think you look young.
Swear down.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's the shorts.
Why you get mad shy when I said that? Nah,
do you know what? I think
because you're the lube, bro. I'm scared of the lube, bro.
Do you know what? I think about this a lot. Yeah. You know how people say like, people come into like success. There's some people that are lucky. There's people that work for it. I feel like. Luck, as a lot of people define it, doesn't exist. I feel like luck is when opportunity meets like preparation. Do you know what I'm saying? I really feel like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Said that.
Like the person that you are, yeah, you wouldn't have been able to take that opportunity if not for the experiences you had in your life. Like, you wouldn't have been open
to
it.
Bro, spot on. Bro.
You wouldn't have had the personality you have. Do you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't have been the type to really learn.
If I was younger and this came along, I probably might not have been it. Mm-hmm. I might have been sucked in by groupies. You man, for the first time in my life, I have groupies. Like, do you understand? Yeah. Like, do you know how annoying that is? I'm like, you late motherfucker. Like, what? Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you when I was reading
150k, just last picture in Dubai, you're in my DMs.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's like, but as in, I was like, if I was younger, bro, if I might be like you, man, I can't even be there, bro. I'm just busy right now. Yeah, you know what I mean, bro? Yeah. But as in, it's come at the right age, bro, where I can just navigate.
You're mature and you can handle all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Like, yeah. Bro, you know when a man, come on their first check, bust down, customized chain. Nah, bro, man, I'm at age where
I'm so happy
it happened here. Like, you know when you're young and you're looking at stuff, it's like, I wish.
Yeah. I want it now, yeah.
But you weren't ready for that.
I always told the story of like, when I was young and like dudes used to come to non-uniform day and like wearing Ralph and that and Ferraducci and that. Obviously, growing up, niggas was poor. Never had none of that. And I remember I was like one of the first guys out of the man them to like get a job.
Yeah.
When I was like 17, 18. I remember the first time I got paid. Not even that, but I remember the first time I got paid. I walked in to go get Ralph. I remember I picked it up and I was like, I don't even want this.
You don't want this anymore, innit?
Yeah, like, now that I can go out and get it, I was like, I don't even want this.
No, no, you know what it is? Now that you worked for it.
You worked for it, like, bro, this is 8 hours of my blood.
It's a shift.
Do you know what?
That's the thing. Nowadays, yeah, I'll be in the club, like, I buy a round. I'm like, damn, it's 2 hours of work. I was like, bought some shots for some niggas I don't even like. You ain't even part of the circle, but hey, have a shot. I'm licked. I'm thinking about it next morning. And I'm like,
look at your bonzo.
That was me after Manchester, broski. When I got home from Manchester, right. I almost called my man, like, yo, I didn't even live in Manchester.
Manchester was crazy.
Yeah, someone got me.
Manchester was crazy. Broski, like, yo.
Manchester,
more times when I buy a round at this age, I'm like, you man, I'm getting the first one.
I'm
getting the first round.
Yeah. What's the worst thing?
I'm old enough to let the man know, bruv, I got the first round.
You know what?
Go get a round.
Yeah. The worst thing in the world is, is paying for cab, and you're telling niggas to pay you back. And someone's like, yo, I got the first round, I got you back. I was like, I need that money. that cab was 60, but it's the worst thing ever. But like, thankfully, like me and my friends, like we keep tabs on who owes who money.
Yeah.
But it's the worst thing, like I'll be chilling. Like, all right, cool, I owed like Mo like 100 and something, we went out. he'll forget about it for 2 weeks. And I'll forget about it.
Yeah, but then you spend.
But he went to the last week of pay, and he would like he was sending like on the iPhone notes like £50 for the bottle, da da da, and I'm like the total 148. I'm like fuck, like you know them ones where you don't want to spend any money for the last week.
Yeah. You start supplementing.
Inconvenience.
Like, £20 on food.
Yeah. Inconvenience to start happening, and then as soon as someone sends in that. Like that into the group chat, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, you owe me money as well." You think,
snowboard.
Think everyone's coming to collect. I'm like, damn.
I always say, I sleep. There's two things I always say in terms of money. One, I sleep soundly every night now, and I don't owe no one money. Mm-hmm. Number two, if you call me and I don't pick up, unless I owe you money, don't call me again. Wait for me to call you back. You get me?
Who'd you rather owe, the plug or a girl?
No, that's hard.
If I had to owe, actually, I'd rather owe a girl than owe you kill people. Girl, she'll ruin you.
I'd rather owe
the plug. I can't lie. I owe a couple girl money over my lifetime, bro. You know when girls say, I always say, if a girl can describe me in three words, it owes me money. If you're watching this, you ain't getting it back.
Do you know what's the word? You'd rather owe a money.
You're paying for my love. It's cat.
Do you know what I said, yeah? Getting money off women is the easiest lick. You just have to take the if you're shameless, I might start doing it because if you come online and saying
yourself every now and again.
Yeah. If you come online saying, Alex owes me money, they're gonna be like, what, you was fucking him? Like, they're gonna look at you funny. They're gonna look at you funny.
Why was you giving him money?
You was fucking him and paying him?
You need to rap.
You was fucking him and paying him?
That is so dumb. He's so dumb, man.
I wouldn't even give Alex money, and that's my man's. Yeah. I wouldn't even give him money.
Here's a scenario for you, yeah? Say if you found out your girl was cheating on you, would you rather find out you was the side nigga or the main?
I'd rather be the main.
I'd rather be the side nigga because I know what it is. I'm the side nigga. I know you have a man.
No, but he said, yeah, cheating, meaning, yeah.
Actually, you
was the main.
Yeah, like,
I thought
like
reality.
But you,
side. You wanted, had a long think about that. Yeah.
As in, you wanted something.
I would assume that I come after.
Yeah.
You mad?
You was the new nigga, innit? But you wanted something though.
But wait. Finding that, thinking you're the main and find out you're the side. You know how much like emotion, like you're around her crib.
Yeah. Being with a girl that I'm with and I love and finding out she was fucking out on me, broski, I can't lie. I'm getting hot now.
Yeah, but then you find out you're the side, wouldn't that make you even
hot? I'd rather be the side.
But you think you're the main though.
Yeah, you think you were.
So you're saying you'd rather be a nigga getting cheated on?
No, I'm saying this like it's actually, it's mad hard. It's very difficult for me.
I'm not getting cucked. That's just me.
Ash, what's like?
Maybe it's you, not me.
Ash, what do you think?
I would prefer to be the side.
Prefer to be the side?
I would have to be the side, bro. I've got to be the guy that comes after. Imagine that. So that means, if I was the main, that means what? I didn't fulfill you enough.
Don't. To be fair.
Remember we're talking about pride.
Okay.
Get me.
Okay.
Like, we're African men here, innit? You get me? African men have a lot of pride. Get
what,
me.
Right. To be fair.
You're not African.
But I'd say I would be the side.
To be fair.
What'd you say?
Huh? I'm always the side. Anything I'm in, I'm always a side nigga in my head, just to save myself.
Just to save face.
To be fair,
I hear that.
Okay. Strength of the heart. Yeah.
You see them
He needs a book, bro.
You see them niggas?
That's smart.
That's crazy.
Go in. No, I get slimed out.
You are Neo in the Matrix.
There were some relationships I was cheating just in case she cheated.
Oh, yeah.
Preemptively cheating.
There's no way I'm going out on away goals.
I cheated on you. I cheated on you too.
I'm 4-1 up. Hey, if a girl tells me she's cheated on me with him, I'm gonna pull out my whole book. You see, big Betty Tanisha.
My worst fear is a girl cheats on me and he's a waste man.
We could be a waste man. He's probably a good listener.
Yeah.
I am, yeah, but sometimes, no, with a smartphone in my hand, I'm not a good listener. I see a meme. Should we say something serious? I'm like, what did you see? I'm like, I got to show the meme, and it's so stupid.
I was telling you lot, there was one time I'm in a deep conversation, over text. Nigga, I hopped onto Twitter for 2 seconds. I seen something so funny. I was laughing at it. And she messaged me. She's like, I know you're not laughing on Twitter while we're having this conversation. I was like,
you fucked up.
I was like, you got me. But nah,
dumb.
My attention span, if we're talking, I have to put my real niggas know, when you're talking to your lady,
yeah.
Oh man,
going downwards.
But slightly pick up. Whoa, what's the
no, yeah, but no, you can't.
No,
can't
but like, I do that, yeah. Not because it's you know, it's not a savage thing, but bro.
No, I'm doing it just to not so it don't distract me. But if the time pops up, you put the other one.
No, but if I'm, I know what you're my boy is so deep. You know them contractors that got the flip cover.
Yeah,
he's got that. Yeah, anything like that.
Man's got a padlock on the floor.
No, but bro, I gotta keep my phone downwards. You know why? Because you see what, gal? No, I got a missus, I got a partner. Mm. But bro, like they see that as challenge accepted.
Yeah.
DM me in the middle of the night. Oh, love struck face, but it'll be to my dog, my cute dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? But love struck face.
Dog, that, dog's you know, adorable still.
Yeah, but bro, imagine but this. Girls dog.
When you got the relationship juice on you, yeah. You could be
bro,
fucking
bro, my DMs get so quick sometimes, I just post a picture of my girl like Batman signal. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. Oh, yo.
Just about the dog, real quick. I was at Ash's spot. This is like last year. And dog fell asleep like near me, like kind of on me. And then like Ash's girl turned to me, was like, should I meet? I was like, no, it's fine. It's okay.
That's real peace right there. That's real peace.
Peace. Yeah, I was chilling. I mean, it's fine. The dog shouted. The dog.
Hey, you know, you don't see that dog now, you know.
He's grown.
He's a beast.
Oh, swear down.
Let me tell you, yeah, I'm a trademark that, yeah. You got to throw your woman out there. So you
bro,
take it out your hands. So you take it out your hands.
Bro,
you take it out your hands. You take the bat out your hands.
My thing is this. If a girl DMs me and I've posted my girl, you can't get mad at me. Because I've posted you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can't get mad if I fuck her too. I tried.
It's all story post. Like, it's a post.
But girls, if they see you treat another girl nice, like, I want that too.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, of someone else.
Bro, just, you know what happens after I DM them? When I posted it, like, they're in my DMs again. Oh, I love a man who's proud of his woman.
Oh, God.
You know what it is? I constantly... my fuck up. I reply to every single person in my DMs, little kids, everyone, because it's like you're this.
You're taking your time
you're
out.
You're a follower. Yeah. Like I want to just tap it, and you know they always say, "Oh my god, I can't believe you replied." I'm like, bro, I'm human. You're human.
Yeah, bro, yeah. You're just like me, brother. I hear
you
it, man.
See, gal,
bro.
See, gal. I don't friend zone them. I fam zone them. Love the support, sis.
Yeah.
Love it.
You know when a girl, bro. You know, bro. Yeah. I say sis, but you know what it is, bro. It's like they'll reply, I'll reply back, they'll reply, and just by now, it might come across like it looks like a flirt. Yeah. But I'm not saying nothing dumb. I'm just LOLing to your stupidness. Yeah. Oh my god, you're so
I can't
cool.
Lie. I
love
but even that, even I respect that. Even if it's the woman thing's a different dynamic, but even to those little kids that you might not understand it, but like the impact you have on a youth just responded to his message and it could make his week.
Yeah, bro, this is like, my goal, blood. I swear. Yeah. Like, I live in front of the school I got kicked out of when I was in.
Yeah.
These kids see me all the time. They say, what school you go to? St. George's. I'm like, bro, I went there. Yeah. Like, bro, to the point, now they see me. What's good, Chash? Yeah. I'm like, spun them on the way to school. We don't go to school. You're late. Like, I try to speak to them. I can tell they go and tell their friends, yeah, that's my boy. Like, I got this duty in life. I'm like, God gave me this W. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to let these youths know that, bro, because, bro, some youths, they're like, can I take a picture, please?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who hurt you, bro? Yeah. Like, who?
But you know what it is? It's like not wanting to... disturb someone.
Yeah.
I get it.
Like, I remember I see Mares out of his family. I want to take a picture of her. I was like, nah.
Mares.
No, yo, if it was a Mares, I'd take a picture. Yeah. Yo, hey, come here.
I seen.
Let me get this picture. Man.
I seen DWD. Man,
that shit bump.
I seen DWD. And he was with his family. And I was like, I seen DW. Oh. So then I seen people trying to ask. And I was like, bro, he's with his family. He's with his kids. And I was like, you know the ones that all it needs is a nod of like respect. Is that yo?
That was that's enough for me.
That's enough for me.
I'll tell you though, you see man them when they see me, Brez, males, they always like, yo, top way, let me get a picture. Bless. See, gal. You look familiar.
Yeah, worst thing.
But you know what? They don't want a picture. They want this banner. They want number exchanges.
Yeah, you think you're some big time.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, bro,
I'm sitting
thinking like,
you're not as tall in person.
Yeah.
When Moses gets that, when a guy pulled up to him, he was like, and was like disappointed in him, was like, yeah, you look tall in your videos. But keep up with the good work. And it was like the most backhand
compliments.
And he's just dipped. And Moses was like...
No, it's because a guy's saying that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the other day I bumped into Castillo. You know, I bumped into Castillo?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a fan of him, innit? I'm like, big man thing. It's not looking good. Bro, he was like, you are massive, fam. He's not, innit? Yeah. So I did. I got my story this week, bro. I got a snap. Bro, I'm with him. And I hugged him like a little bear, innit? And it's like when I posted it, everyone in my DMs going, oh my God, he's so short. And I know that probably annoyed him.
Oh, you drew him out. You drew him out.
Bro, yeah, he's not short. It's just I was looking extra tall that day. He's not. But it's the hug I gave him.
You know what I hate? What tall niggas do? My boy does it. They put in some extra platform shoes, like some. Like, and he's like,
Hey. You 6'5", what are you adding 2 inches, bro? You should have gone LeBron.
6'5", and you were in Doc Martens. Ah. 6'7".
You should have gone LeBron in the post.
LeBron, the Celtics might need another body to fry Jimmy Butler, bro.
Are we done? We done.
Another LT episode.
Listen.
Hashtag.
About what?
Oh, no, let's start going.
No. Listen, episode is this 42? 41?
41.
Okay, cool. Was Wax episode not 40?
Yeah.
41. Yeah, all right, listen, 41. Guys, use the podcast. Use the hashtag.
LT pod.
Love to Ash for coming on today, man. Yo, appreciate it.
Socials and that, by the way, if they don't know.
Ash.catch with an extra H. That's it, really.
Posting on the
thing. Listen, anytime like, when you don't fall out, you need an extra seat, bro. Shout out.
Yeah.
word. No, we'll get you on there as well again.
Get rid of Chino.
We were trying to get rid of Chino anyway, innit? So.
Yeah. Cheeks and Chino, bro.
But yeah, guys, use the hashtag. Thank you for joining us, man.
You'd be fucking love, the producers too much.
Yeah, love, man. Love,
you the producer. Hey, we out.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, you lot are fucking crazy.
Hey, that was funny, man. That was actually sick.
That went quick, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I kept looking at the time. I was like, fuck.
I think it got adjusted.
Why you, man, on 40 something episodes?
Yeah.
That guy in, bro.
Is it say 1 hour?